This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you all to the Tafsir Bites. This is session number 14. And we sit with Surat Al-A'raf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ahlan, marhaba. I'm just going to give a minute or two for some more people to join, inshallah. And we are with our 14th session on the tafsir, still talking about the Surat Al-A'raf. Surat Al-A'raf. Inshallah, today we will finish Surat Al-A'raf, bi-idhnillah. Alaykum as-salam. So, alhamdulillah, doing okay, alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamd. How's everyone doing? Everybody doing great, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Can you people hear me from Instagram and Facebook? Are you guys all right? You can hear me? Alhamdulillah. So if you cannot hear me, my friend, it's probably from your end. Okay? If you cannot hear me, that means from your end. So the others, they can hear me. If you cannot, that means you need to log back out and log out and log back in or however. So it's your private. See, the others, they're fine. Jazakum Allah khair. All right, brothers and sisters, Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you. This is Surat Al-A'raf, inshallah ta'ala. Today, we would like to finish Surat Al-A'raf, bi-idhnillah. Just a quick recapitulation, what we talked about yesterday with regard to Surat Al-A'raf. It's number 7, and it has 206 verses, juz number 8 and 9, and it is a Mekki surah. It's a Mekki surah, except some certain ayat that were revealed in Medina. But the majority of the surah is Makki surah. Al-A'raf is it's after that mount, which is, according to Ahl al-Ilm, the mount which is, or the mountain between Jannah and Jahannam, between heaven and hell, where the people who... please, I told you it is from your end. If you cannot hear me, it's from your end, because the others are hearing me fine. So if you cannot hear me, I'm so sorry. Right now, log out and log back in. Try to do that, please. Oh, he cannot hear me, so I'm talking to myself. Please tell him, I cannot type. Please tell him to log out and log back in, because apparently the sound is from his end, not my end. So please tell him to log out and log back in. Anyways, what was I saying? Now, with regard to Surat Al-A'raf, it has been... decreed, or it's been explained as of al-ilm, that it is that mountain which is located between Jannah and Jahannam, and it is for those whose hasanat are equal to their sayyat. Their hasanat, their sins or their good deeds are equivalent to their bad deeds, yani 50-50. They will be stuck there until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems for them to enter Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. The surah, my brothers and sisters, is from Sab'a al-Tawad, right? It's from the 7 long ones, so it is it's over 100 ayat. We said it's 206 verses. And there's one more surah, which is Surah al-Tawbah, which is also from Sab'a al-Tawad. And then it is actually the, in terms of its revelation, because we have 114 surah, the surah is 38 in terms of revelation, right after Surah Sad and before Surah Al-Jin. Yesterday, we also talked about the mawdu' surah, the mawdu', the topic that the surah covers, Qissat Adam, the story of Adam alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels and told them to make sujood to Adam. The surah of also talking about the it's three main sections. I will explain to them inshallah ta'ala in detail. It starts with huruf al-tahajji. It starts with alif lam mim sad, alif lam mim sad. So that introduction is introduction. As I mentioned, that there are 10 types of introductions, and one of them is the start of huruf al-tahajji, like alif lam mim or alif lam ra or sad or hamim or alif lam mim sad in this case here. So the surah starts with alif lam mim sad. Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sadrika harajan minhu litunzira bihi wa dhikra lil mu'minin. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a message to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. The surah also talks about the day of judgment. It talks about the deception of shaitan. It talks about the how to protect oneself from the attacks of the shaitan. So there are three main sections in the surah. Three main sections. The first section, you know, prompting people to follow the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about other nations, talking about the story of Musa alayhi salam. There was a very long section that talks about Musa and Fir'aun, and then Musa and his people, you know. So in fact, Musa, subhanallah, Musa is the prophet that is mentioned the most in the Quran, more than any other prophets. Musa. Maybe one day, inshallah ta'ala, we will, you know, maybe start a sessions on the stories of the prophets. The stories of the prophets, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe after the homemade happiness. And Musa, as I mentioned, is the Nabi, which is mentioned, or who's mentioned more than any other prophets in the Quran. So here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Musa and Fir'aun, Musa and Bani Israel, you know, their journey he had with them. And then the very end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about guidance versus delusions or versus darkness. With regard to the first section starts from 1 to 58. 1 to 58. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the, again, you know, prompting people to follow the wahi, to follow the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also talks about the consequences of those who do not believe in the Quran or do not believe in their prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكم من قرية أهلكناها فجاءها بأسنا بياتا أو قائمون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to, you know, the example of how many tribes or how many people came before, that they, that, hold on a second, inshallah, here. The people that came in before and those who did not believe in the prophets and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destroyed them. Also in the same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how Adam was being kicked out from Jannah, the story of Adam, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, instructed Adam not to eat from the tree, and then how Iblis, how he diverted him and how he whispered to him when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ فكلا من حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. O Adam, live with your spouse in Jannah and enjoy it as you wish, but do not eat from that tree. And I mentioned this, maybe, you know, if you remember earlier, you have the entire Jannah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you, this is the entire Jannah for you, you know, but that, just don't touch that tree. There's so many other trees, but don't touch that one. But subhanAllah, how shaitan, you know, has whispers to him, and then he goes and he eats from that tree. So that's what caused him to be kicked out from Jannah. Also in the same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about giving that example, you know, the not the example, but giving the advice to Bani Adam, you know, when they go to the masajid, to take their adornments. I mentioned that yesterday. To take their adornments, you know, when you go to the masajid, ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum, you know, put your most beautiful garments and your adornments when you go to the masajid. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, right after that, he says, wakulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu, eat and drink and don't waste. Don't cause any exaggeration in terms of waste. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. So, and this is something that maybe we can relate to, especially in Ramadan. A lot of food that goes to waste. I see that in Ramadan. I see that in Hajj. I see that a lot in Hajj. I see that in Mina. A lot of food, and there are other people who can't find that privilege, that, you know, of that food. And then you have people throwing food, and then you see them, subhanAllah, you know, when you're fasting, you think, you know, when you break your fast, you're going to eat the whole kitchen. But then just few bites, and then you're full. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat and drink, but don't waste. That happens in the same, you know, section between verse number 1 and verse number 58. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the people of Al-A'raf. This is why the surah is after, you know, the name of Al-A'raf. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. And there's a partition between, you know, between people in Jannah and people in hellfire. You know, there's far between them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa'ala al-A'raf. And then in between, there is this mount called al-A'raf. رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. These people who are on top of that A'raf, on that mountain, they know, they see the people going to Jannah, and they see the people going to hellfire. And they would wish that they're amongst the people who go to Jannah, because they see them. You see those going, يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They know these people from their faces. They know these are going to Jannah. They know these people from their faces going to hellfire, because they are in just in between. In the same, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves to the second section. The second section is from 59 to 171. Verse number 59 to verse number 171. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking about al-anbiya. He starts talking about, you know, certain prophets, like Nuh, most, you know, specifically Nuh, Hud, Salih, Lot, and Shu'aib. These five prophets. Nuh, Hud, Salih, Lot, and Shu'aib. And if you can read the Quran, you know, if you can go back and read these, you know, from 59 to 171, you will see, subhanAllah, that all the prophets, they have the same mission. And the mission is telling people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. This is verse number 59, that when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and we have sent Nuh to his people, and he told them, يا قوم, O my people, اعبدوا الله, worship Allah. This is the mission of the prophets, to tell people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. And then Ad, the people of Ad, their brotherhood. So the prophet that was sent to them is from them. That's what Allah says, their brother. Yani their brother, not like blood brother. He's from their own tribe. The people of Ad, he sent them Hud. And then what did Hud say? He says, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. Oh my people, worship Allah. It's all about Tawheed. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. To the people of Thamud, Allah sent Salih. What did he say? Ya qawmi abudullah. Again, abudullah. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, wa ila madiyana akhahum shu'ayba. Same thing. Madian, the people of Madian. Akhahum. Again, one more time. Allah says akhahum. Yani the brother, Shu'ayb. Shu'ayb. Qala, what did he say? Ya qawmi abudullah. Oh my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the same section talks about the story of Musa. And the story of Musa here takes a big, subhanAllah, segment of the surah here. It talks about Musa from the very beginning, the story of Musa with Fir'aun. And then after he came out, you know, from Egypt, you know, with his people, with Bani Israel, you know, a very long story with the magicians, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه. In surah, no, same surah, verse number 103, that we have sent Musa after that, Musa بآياتنا, with our signs, إلى فرعون, to فرعون وملئه, and his people. Right. And then the story with Musa and the Sahara and the magicians, that also is mentioned in this, you know, second section of Surah Al-A'raf, from 59 to 171. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that's in the second section. When the third section, my brothers and sisters, uh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from third section is starts from 172 to 206. 172 to 206. That's the, you know, the end of the surah, the third section, 172 to 206. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-hidayah wa al-dalal, talks about darkness and talks about guidance and the means of guidance, and also the ways that leads people towards darkness, wal-iyadu billah, right? Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks about, you know, pondering the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ 178, whoever Allah, you know, wishes to guide, he shall be guided. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whoever chose not to be guided, those they will be amongst the losers. But here, I don't want people to misunderstand, saying, well, Allah Azza wa Jal mean or meant for me to be guided, or meant for that person to be guided, or meant for that person not to be guided. So it was all the choice of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is all decreed. Na'am, yes and no. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that men are musayyar and mukhayyar. People are musayyar and mukhayyar. What does that mean, musayyar and mukhayyar? You have a choice. Allah, that's why Allah Azza wa Jal sent prophets and messengers and books. Otherwise, you know, people could have been astray. But Allah Azza wa Jal is just, He's sending prophets and messengers and revelations to tell people about Allah Azza wa Jal, to tell the people about the worship of Allah, about the oneness of Allah, and to tell people about, you know, the hereafter and whatnot. Otherwise, you know, if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to tell people in hellfire, why would He have sent, you know, these messengers and whatnot? No. So we have a choice to believe and the choice not to believe. But it did happen in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, He knew in His knowledge who's going to choose what. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one cannot say, I was not meant to be guided. No, you cannot say that. If Allah wants to guide me, I will put hijab. If Allah wants to guide me. This is so wrong that sometimes people say, if Allah wants to guide me, I will pray. As if you're saying Allah does not want to guide you, that's why you're not praying. As if you're saying that, you know, Allah does not want to guide you, that's why you're not wearing hijab. This is so wrong. Please don't say that. Say astaghfirullah if you said it, because you cannot attribute that to Allah Azza wa Jal. You have the choice. Allah knows what choice you're going to make. But it is your choice to wear hijab or not to wear hijab. It is your choice to stop smoking or to keep on smoking. You cannot say, if Allah wants to guide me, I will stop smoking. Stop smoking and then ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide you. It is your choice to pray or not to pray. Allah knows in His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His ilm. But it is your choice, pray not to pray. So you cannot say, if Allah wants to guide me, I will. Just like a teacher, right? He teaches his students and he knows them all very well. And then at the very end of the year, he gives them an exam. The teacher knows who are the A students from the not so good students. He knows those who will pass and those who will not pass, because he has been, you know, teaching those students for the whole year. So he knows them very well. He knows those who really study hard. Before he even gives them the exam, he knows that they're going to pass. Does he know the ghaib? Does he know the unseen? No, he does not know the unseen. But before he gives them the exam, he knows, because he's been with them for the whole year. He knows who studies and who does not study. So before he even hands out the exam, he tells them, you're going to pass. And you're not going to pass. You have not been studying. You've not been, you know, you always, you know, you never came. So وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلْ أَعْلَى. Allah Azza wa Jal knows who's going to choose what, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have that choice. Also, in the same last section of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Azza wa Jal talks about Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Salam, that he doesn't have the ghaib. He does not know the ilm al-ghaib, the ilm of al-sa'ah, the ilm, the knowledge of when the hour is, the knowledge of the unseen. Only that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. They ask you about the hour, say that the knowledge of that hour only belongs to Allah. Nobody knows the knowledge of the hour except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Also in the same surah, the same section, verse number 180, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-asma al-husna, his beautiful names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs his names and attributes. Call him, invoke him using his names and attributes. In this very surah, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about that. In fact, this is the surah that ends with sujood, sajda. This is the surah as well, the first one that ends with sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the very, very end. As in the conclusion of the surah, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the news of the angels when they made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're glorifying him subhanahu wa ta'ala, them glorifying Allah Azza wa Jalla and following his command to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam. That's with Surah Al-A'raf, my brothers and sisters. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll move to another surah, Surah Al-Anfal. Beautiful surah. Surah Al-Anfal talks about the Battle of Badr. Amazing. The Battle of Badr. If you want to know what happened in the Battle of Badr, read Surah Al-Anfal. We'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. And that will bring us to the end of this section, my brothers and sisters, the section of Surah Al-A'raf in a nutshell, inshallah ta'ala. Those who've come in late, you can always go back and watch the session. This is a short and sweet session called Tafsir Bites. We just finished Surah Al-A'raf. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to move to Surah Al-Anfal. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. My brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all. I shall see you later on today for the bonus section or session. The bonus session on the end of time about Jannah. There's a bonus session that's 6 o'clock p.m. today, 11 o'clock UK time. 6 o'clock Eastern time, 11 o'clock UK time, inshallah ta'ala. All right. Jazakum Allah khair. The 12 rak'ah I talked about. The 12 rak'ah, the sunan. The 12 rak'ah sunan, we talked about the 2 rak'ah of Fajr, and then the 4 of Dhuhr, and the 2 after Dhuhr, and the 2 after Maghrib, and the 2 after Isha. Those are 12. So those are, Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever, the Prophet says, whoever prays 12 rak'ah, yani voluntary, rak'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for them in Jannah. So those are the sunan that a person prays, before and after the salah, like the surah, and like I mentioned, Fajr, Dhuhr, Maghrib, and Isha. You shouldn't do that. You should not, be doing that. You should not be doing that, inshallah. These are sunan salat or snafli, you can call them. These are sunan prayers, inshallah. Alrighty. Jazakum Allah khair, my brothers and sisters. Yes. Whoever prays those sunan, Allah Azza wa Jal will, admit them to Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. 12 rak'ah. 12 rak'ah. Allah will build a house for you in Jannah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Alrighty. It is not okay for people to tell women that they are always making fitna. This is wrong. Because fitna could be caused by men and also caused by women. So you cannot say you women cause fitna. You women cause fitna. You women dragged Adam from Jannah. This is astaghfirullah. Yani this woman, she's your mother. This woman, she's your sister. This woman, she is this woman, she is your wife. This woman, she is your daughter. How can you belittle? How can you, subhanallah, not only belittle her, disrespect her, and disrespect her honor that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given her by accusing her of causing fitna? The man could be causing the fitna, not only women, astaghfirullah. People are sometimes the ignorance, wal'iyadu billah. Really, this is very one of the the fitna. Na'am, fitna is that we are causing fitna and sometimes we don't even know it. Wallahu a'lam. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll see you later, inshallah ta'ala. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time for the end of time, the conclusion, the bonus section or session, inshallah ta'ala, before we start a new.